From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. California's wine grape growers last year harvested their smallest crop in any year within the past decade. That's according to the California Department of Food and Agriculture's preliminary grape crush report and annual benchmark for the wine grape and bulk wine sector. But the third consecutive low harvest year isn't necessarily bad news. Demand for wine has stagnated in recent years, and the smaller than average yields have helped keep wine inventory low and prices high. Since the highs of 2021, freight prices have dropped to lows not seen since June 2020, according to a recent analysis by the U.S. Wheat Associates. Coupled with a recent break in wheat prices, decreased ocean freight costs have helped turn the tides back in the importer's favor. The Baltic Index price chart for dry bulk freight shows the impact on rates from the Russian invasions of Ukraine. And the organic market has seen continued growth in retail sales in the past decade, but the pace of growth has slowed. According to the USDA's Economic Research Service, U.S. organic retail sales increased by an average of 8% per year and surpassed $53 billion in 2020. The number of certified organic acres increased from 3.6 million in 2011 to 4.9 million in 2021. The number of certified U.S. farms with organic acres nearly doubled over the past decade from 8,900 to 17,400.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.